Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
I thank you most kindly, Katie, and welcome to program number 614 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we've got a great lineup of excerpts from radio and some from television, so let's dive right in. We begin with a 1939 episode of Avalon Time, sponsored by Avalon Cigarettes. This was the program that put Red Skelton on the map. In fact, I think this might be his very first radio broadcast under his own name. So let's go back to August 26th of 1939 and tune in to Avalon Time with Red Skelton.
Pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You'd never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
Oh, why not always travel on with Avalon?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time with Kirk Massey, Edna Stilwell, Jeanette, the Avalon Chorus, Bob Strong and his orchestra, and radio's red-headed ragamuffin, Richard Red Skelton. Gentlemen, Avalon's will open your eyes to real cigarette value. And now we come to the first trip of our triple alliance, our red-headed headline hunter and his headline hokum. Here he is, that cocky correspondent who concocts curious scripts from the news quotes, that candid camera-eyed commentator creating corn from cross-current events, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And now for the news. We start off this evening with news fashions for the men. Men this fall are going to wear gay colors. The businessmen are going to wear red to match the books. I bought a new suit the other day. I wanted one of those kind with stripes, you know, the kind all the big bankers are wearing. Well, I went in one of those exclusive clothing stores, you know, the kind when a customer walks in, the door automatically locks. Well, anyhow, they didn't have any suits with stripes in them, so he just sold me a blue serge and gave me a piece of chalk. Right. The Hollywood, California. Hedy Lamarr drops her handkerchief on Hollywood Boulevard. The streets are now closed for repair. Here's some more news about Hollywood. An actor and an actress are reported to have been happily married for a week and a half. Someday they're going to carry that publicity stuff too far. Political news. Philadelphia. A proposed presidential candidate for 1940 refuses to be considered for the election. He says, who wants the job? The president of the day is just a 3-cent stamp of tomorrow. Oh, politics is great stuff, though. A farmer down in Kansas has gotten so many loans from the government that he can only milk his cows now with a political pull. Ten explorers leave for the South Pole. Do you think they get the same effect by staying and going to a movie theater? Boy, those movie theaters really have cooling systems. It's so cold in the theater next door to my house. Yesterday, someone opened the side door and 14 sparrows left for Florida. I like those theaters. I go to a theater every day up to the house where I live. In fact, I have to. That's where we keep the butter. A man 108 years old marries a woman 65. He'll probably have to bring Niagara Falls to see them. Chicago, Illinois. 300,000 people listened to Lawrence Tibbett sing in the rain. I was down there the other night. While he was singing from the Barber of Seville, a bolt of lightning came along and gave me a close shave. Well, I guess that takes care of the news for tonight, so I think I'll stumble out and let lovely Jeanette trip in with "Oh, You Crazy Moon." Sing it pretty, Jeanette, but pretty.
When they met the way they smiled, I saw that I was blue. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, what you've done. Once you promised me, you know that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart. Oh, there they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart.
Comes now the slice of life, a short playlet about things that happen in everyday life. As the scene opens, we find a young couple at a college dance. Edna Stilwell plays the part of a beautiful co-ed. Red Skelton plays the part of something in a boy's size. Listen.
Gee, I could dance with you like this forever.
Don't you want to improve? Tell me, Richard, why do you always stand in one place when you dance?
Well,
why don't you move around?
I want to save money.
You want to save money?
Yeah, I rented this tuxedo for the mile.
Well, you look very well in it.
Thanks.
I certainly like those trousers.
You do?
Yeah. The first pair of pants I've seen with the knees in the back.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gee, you ought to be able to dance better than that. I heard that last week you won the jitterbug contest.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a jitterbug.
Neither did I until somebody mistook my back pocket for an ashtray. Well, the music stopped playing, so we stopped dancing?
Yeah. Step down.
Yeah. Hey, let's go out on the porch. Here comes the campus Romeo. He thinks all the girls are nuts about him. Come on.
I think he's wonderful.
Yeah, what's he got that I can't get on the installment plan?
Wait, I want to meet him.
Oh, all right. Hey, Roger. Edna, this is Roger Jones.
Hello, darling.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, you two know each other?
No, but why waste time?
Gee, you're a cute little dish.
Come on and break it up, Roger. This ain't dish night.
Say, I like that dress you have on.
Thanks. I got this dress at a bargain sale. And you know, it's a funny thing. Another girl wanted it, too. We both grabbed it at the same time.
Yeah, and the half you got looks very well on you.
Yes, sir, I really like that color.
Thanks. I think the dress brings out my eyes.
Yeah, mine too.
What are you going to do now, Icky? Ask her for a date?
Nah, I'm going to ask you for that buck you borrowed from me yesterday.
Didn't I pay that back yet? Well, I'll take care of it now. You don't have a checkbook, do you?
Sure, right here.
Yeah. Well, do you have a fountain pen?
No, but you'll find the ink over there in the writing room.
Yeah, I'd pray to that. Well, don't go away, Edna. I'll be right back. It'll only take a minute.
Say, what's a nice kid like you doing with a guy like that? Haven't you heard the rumor that's going around about him?
Heard it? I started it.
Hey, listen, why don't you ditch that guy and let you and me go to a nightclub, huh?
Okay, but I promised Richard I'd let him drive me home. Here he comes. Pretend we were talking about class.
Right.
So I said to
the professor... Well, here you are, fella. My personal check for a dollar. But do me a favor, will you? Don't cash it for a couple of weeks or I'm ruined. Say, Edna, a gang is going to the nightclub. Would you like to go?
Well, yes. Roger, I'll let Richard drive me over in his car to the dormitory to get my coat.
Yeah.
Then I'll duck out the back way and meet you in the alley.
Okay, it's a date.
Come on, Edna.
Okay, where's your car?
This way. It's stacked up outside. Oh, there it is. Ain't that pretty? That's a 1912 Saxon.
A Saxon?
Yeah.
Which end do you blow? What a car. Has it got a radio?
No, I can't afford a radio.
Well, gee, I want to hear some music.
Well, get in. Maybe we can pick up some gypsy.
Will you drive me over to the dormitory? I want to get my coat.
Yeah, well, hold on. Here we go.
Hey, have you got good brakes on this thing?
Sure. All you got to do when you want to stop is press down on the front fender. Uh-oh. I think I've got a flat tire.
Well, that makes us even.
Look, you only live a block from here. I'll drive down and fix the tire while you're getting your coat. I got to get those brakes fixed. Well, here we are. I'll change the tire.
Okay, I'll go in and get my coat. I'll be right out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Gee, I wish I had a new tube. I guess I'll just have to blow up some bubble gum. Boy, she's been in there 3 hours. What's she doing, making that coat? Hey, Edna. Edna. I'm going to sneak in no man's land and see what's keeping her. Boy, if anybody catches me in here, my college days are over. Oh, boy, the door's unlocked.
Just a minute, young man. What are you doing in here? Don't you know this building is for girls only?
Yes, I do, but you... Yes, but you see, I just arrived in town, ma'am, and I'd like to see my sister.
Your sister?
Yes, ma'am, my sister. I just wanted to tell her I was in town.
Who is your sister?
Why, Edna Stillwell. I'm her brother, Richard Stillwell.
Well, Edna is your sister.
Yes, ma'am.
My, I'm sure glad to know you.
Oh,
I'm sorry we haven't met before.
Oh, thank you. May I ask who you are?
I am Edna's mother.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, good night.
And now Bob Strong and the Avalon Orchestra in Bob's own arrangement of An Apple for the Teacher. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what Chris Theopolis, the well-known Greek diplomat, said the first time he tried Avalon cigarettes? Well, he said,
all the boys told me try Avalon. That's for me, Joe. That's the best cigarette you can get it.
And he's absolutely right, too. Avalons are the best cigarettes you can got it. With pleasure, we present Kurt Massey and the Avalon Chorus. Kurt has chosen one of the most melodious of the trail songs for tonight. It's a Lonely Trail. Kurt, if you will, please.
Standing at the crossroads, don't know where to travel. Roads of rock and gravel don't lead me anywhere. Just the smoothest highway somehow is my way, and nobody seems to care. It's a lonely trail when you're traveling all alone. It's a lonely trail when you're just a rolling stone, with a lonely star to guide you and a lonely heart inside you, like a ship without a port to call your own. It's a lonely trail when you haven't got a friend, and the road before you never seems to end. But I wouldn't mind life's trouble if I could only travel double. It's a lonely trail when you're traveling all alone.
Well, now it's time for the third trip in our Triple Alliance, the send-out skeleton service. Would you like the day off from your business or profession? Then give us a ring and we'll send out skeletons while you send out for some aspirin. We now take you to his office where Edna Stillwell is acting secretary and Skelton is acting screwy, as usual.
Hello, this is the send-out skeleton service. You take the trip, we'll send the drip. What's that? You want to go out for the evening and you want Skelton to mind the baby? Okay, goodbye.
Oh, boy, another just... Hey, you mean I got to look after one of those little pink things tied up in ribbons with no hair?
Don't look so scared. After all, you were a baby once yourself.
How do you know? I mean,
And you were a lazy little baby, according to your mother.
What do you mean I was a lazy baby?
Well, she said you were even too lazy to shake your rattle. You just let it lay on your tummy and wait till you got hiccups.
I did not. Well, a job's a job, so I'm off to bounce the baby.
Here, here's the address.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. I want to pin these on your lapel.
Oh, flowers?
No, safety pins.
Yeah. Oh, wait, and I don't think I ought to take these. I'll put him to sleep. With my fist, I'll give him a bump. Yep, I guess it's the house. Gee, it's all lit up. Kind of reminds me of my uncle. Well, here goes.
Yes?
Is there a baby in the house?
That's my business.
Well, I've come to mind your business.
Oh, you're a skeleton, huh? Well,
yes.
Come right in. Here's my baby boy.
Gee, he's a cute little guy, isn't he? Looks just like you.
You're looking at him upside down. Now, My wife thinks I'm minding the baby, but this is the night I play poker, see? And I'm in a hurry. Now, the baby's bottle's in the icebox, and if he gets colic, give him Paragoric. And, the Didi man will be around, too. And if he cries, you figure out what to do. So long.
Well, imagine me having to take care of a baby.
Hello, little dribble boy.
Come on, let's get acquainted. Now, you don't want to be a crybaby and keep people awake all night, do you?
No.
I wonder who that is. Oh, it's probably the Didi man. Come in.
Why, you the Didi man? Well, I ain't a three-quarter fast breath.
Hercules, the Didi man.
Oh, goodness, yes, Mr. Skelton. I'm a D-man. I'm an instructor, too. I go around teaching fathers all about what they call the infernal triangle. You teach them? Oh, heavens, yes. After all, I know babies backwards. Yeah. But what are you doing here, Mr. Skelton?
Oh, I'm taking care of this baby. And he's as good as gold. Wasn't he?
Well, I gotta go now, Mr. Skelton. I'm working on a new invention, a Didi with a zipper.
Yeah.
And if it works, every father will be a quick change artist.
Hey, wait a minute. I may need some help around here, Turkey. Oh, now, quiet. No. Let's see. I'll take this pin out over here. Take this one out over here.
Well, bless my event. He's cute.
Here, hand me one of those, Turkey. Or maybe you better put it on.
Oh, goodness, Mr. Skelton. I can't help you. I see they don't use the triangle style.
Yeah. You mean I gotta do it myself?
Yeah.
Square, huh? Well, let's see. Well, this one up here on the shirt. There's one on the outside. Oh, gee, I stuck my finger. How'd that look, Herky?
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Skelton. But where are his legs?
That's funny. They were there a few minutes ago. Hey, maybe I should have folded it. Well, I ain't going to try it again. That's the thing. Hey, maybe he's got colic. His old man said if he got colic, to give him a pair of something. Oh, yeah, Goric. He said if he got colic, to give him a pair of Goric.
A pair of Goric? Boy, I never heard of them. Well, when I got colic, Mom used to give me some brandy and a little warm water.
She did? Look, I'll go see if I can find some brandy. See if you can amuse him, Herky. Maybe there's some out in the kitchen here.
All right. Do, baby. Oh, looky. See the funny old face Unky Herky's made. Oh, well, I know what'll stop you. Watch me when I stand on my head. Look, baby. Oh! Oh, my goodness gracious. The china closet, the floor lamp, and the goldfish bowl. Well, at least it stopped him from crying. Now, I ain't gonna do that again. Wait, I'll sing something for you, baby. And for goodness sake, laugh when I sit down at the piano.
Oh, baby, Ursula mia, Ursula mia.
Well, maybe I scared the poor thing to death. Good heavens, Mr. Skelton, just when I had him quiet.
Oh, I tripped over the kitchen cabinet. Hey, I couldn't find any brandy. You think he could go for a little slug of gin?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it ought to be all right.
How much shall I give him?
Well, let's see. I can't remember just what Mom gave me. It was either a teaspoonful mixed in with a glass of water or a spoonful of water mixed in with a glass of brandy.
Sounds more logical. It was a glass of brandy to a teaspoonful of water.
Yes, I guess that's it.
Only we're going to have to use gin. Well, yep. Here's a glass of gin. We'll give him the water later for a chase. Hold still, baby.
Oh, look out, Mr. Skelton. He'll knock it out of your hand.
Oh, gee, the rest of the gin spilled, too. Gosh, all over me, you and the baby.
Oh, my. Well, I guess maybe we better both sing to him.
Hey, my uncle used to sing a song, put himself to sleep with it. Sweet Adeline, I think it was.
Sweet Adeline? Well, I know that song.
Come on, let's sing it.
Sweet Adeline.
Oh, God, heavens. My baby. What are you two doing in my house?
Are you the baby's mother?
Yes, I am. And what do you two mean by about coming to my house and getting intoxicated.
Oh, we just intoxicated? Who, me? Us?
Do you deny it? Empty gin bottle, you reeking with the smell of it. House wrecked and singing that awful song. Help, please!
Now, wait a minute, lady. Take it easy. We've been drinking. Honest, we haven't. The baby knows we haven't. Hey, baby, tell your mom we didn't touch a drop. Well, tell her we're only trying to keep you quiet, will you?
Bless you, poor boy. How do you expect me to talk when I'm only 6 months old? See?
Well, Dell, a few more hunks of time and the networks will be playing an identification tag.
That's right, and we'll be it.
Yeah, say, Dell, I like to bring this up, but have you been going around saying that I'm uneducated?
No, not at all, Red. I merely said that your spelling is original.
Oh, well, that's the... Oh, what's the use? Good night, folks. See you next week. Bye.
Remember, friends, during the week when you ask for Avalon cigarettes,
don't forget your change.
Oh, why not always travel on with Avalon?
Ladies and gentlemen, Red Skelton will appear at the Chicago Theater starting next Friday along with John Bowles and Zazu Pitt. And Red will be back with us next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. Del King speaking. Good night. Avalon Time has come to you from our Chicago studio. An apple for the teacher is from the production of Star Maker. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Very early Red Skelton kicking off things on this week's edition of Nostalgia Radio Time. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, be sure to check us out on Facebook and on X. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios looking to acquire a fully restored and functional set, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N, B-2-E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available for you. Up next, we've got a 15-minute episode of The Easy Aces. This goes back to August 4th of 1937.
Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Once again, Anison presents Easy Aces, radio's distinctive laugh novelty.
Easy Aces come to you from the makers of Anacin, the remarkable method for getting really fast relief from pains due to headaches, neuritis, neuralgia, and rheumatism. All of you know Anacin, I'm sure. For chances are there are many people listening to me now who have been given 3 or 4 Anacin tablets either by his dentist or physician at some time or other. Anacin is so widely distributed to patients because it's a combination of medically proven and tested pain-relieving agents, like a prescription, and often brings incredibly fast and effective relief. So I am sure that any of you who are subject to the pains of either headaches, neuritis, or rheumatism will find surprisingly fast relief in Anacin. It's really astonishing. Thousands of people use it in preference to old-time ways. So the next time you're in distress, stop at the nearest drugstore and ask for Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. You'll be astonished at results. Last night marked the beginning of the 8th season of Easy Aces on the Air. And for their new season, you recall, they've turned the calendar back 8 years to present the story of their romance and ultimate marriage. Yesterday, we learned that Mr. Ace, 8 years ago, was a traveling salesman and was passing through Jane's little Midwestern hometown when, at the corner drugstore, he met Jane and Marge. He seemed to take a fancy to Marge and accepted an invitation to Jane's home this evening only because Marge said she was going to be there, too. As our scene opens now, we find Jane ushering Mr. Ace into the family living room. Listen.
Come right in, Mr. Ace. Oh, this room is just a mess, but it's Thursday, maid's night out, and you know how that is.
Oh, I see. Your maid's off tonight.
No, we haven't a maid, but we observe the day just the same by just leaving things lie around anywhere. Well, give me your hat. Will you sit right here?
You observe the day by just leaving things lie around.
Yes, it sort of gives the house a rest, I always say.
Who were all those people sitting on the front porch?
People?
Yes, it seemed I had to plow through a lot of people sitting around out there to get in here. Nobody seemed to pay much attention to me.
Oh, damn. Well, those aren't people. They're my folks.
Oh, your folks.
Uh-huh. I couldn't imagine who you meant at first. The old man, the real old man, that's my grandfather. We call him Granddad. He lives with us. Mm-hmm. He's my mother's father. Then there's Johnny. You met him last night. That's my brother.
Yeah.
And there's my mother. You'll meet her tonight. Now, let me see who else is out there. Oh, yes, the boy and the girl. On the swing, I guess they were. Were they on the swing?
Well, I don't exactly...
Well, they usually are. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They're cousins of mine, Esther and Eddie. They live with us this summer. He's 16 and she's 17. They're awfully cute. Their father and mother drowned on the ship. Everybody on the ship drowned except 4 people. Now, let me see who else. Who else is there?
On the ship?
No, on the porch. Who else did you see out there when you... Oh, yes, my Uncle Fred. He lives with us, too.
He lives here, too? Uh-huh. Well, how do you manage?
Oh, we treat him like one of the family.
Oh, well, doesn't he mind it?
Beg pardon?
By the way, where's Marge? She said she'd be here. That's why I really...
Marge? Oh, she'll be here soon. Don't be too disgusted with Marge. You'll like her after a while.
Disgusted?
I couldn't help asking her, too, especially since I asked you right in front of her. She's awfully nice after you get to know her.
Wait a minute. You've got this thing...
A lot of people don't understand her at first because she always laughs at everything. But after you get to know her, you'll like her like I do.
Well, Miss Grace, so you finally got here.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Yes, I finally...
Well, I was asleep in the swing on the porch when you came up, I guess.
Oh, so they weren't sitting there.
What?
Where's Eddie and Esther?
Oh, took a walk, I guess.
And that's our 2 cousins I was telling you about. But they'll be back in time for you to meet them.
Yeah, oh, but really, I thought that...
Well, Miss Grace, glad to see you here.
Oh, thank you. I kind of took you up on that invitation to play bridge.
Yes. Well, I see the stock market is still going up.
Yes, it had another good rise today.
You know, I got to thinking of what you told me last night, and I'm going to hold you to your promise to try to talk my father into seeing it your way.
My way?
Yes, about investing in the market. You know what you told me.
Well, I don't like to advise strangers about how they should...
But you said yourself that you thought 1929 would go down in history as one of the biggest boom years this country has ever known.
Well, yes, and I do. I do think it will.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell Dad, but he won't believe me. And I thought that if you could sort of steam him up...
Well, I hate to...
Because here he is, the town's leading doctor. But what's it getting him? What's it getting any of us? And there's the stock market with fortunes to be made. I'll bet that if you gave him a good talking to, he'd loosen up.
Oh, but I don't like the
interview. Oh, here they are. Hello, Eddie. Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Well, come in. Aren't they bashful? Come in. I want you to meet Mr. Ace.
Yes, this is Eddie and Esther Whiting, Mr. Ace. cousins of ours spending the summer here with us.
Pleased to know
glad
you.
Glad to meet you.
I'm glad to know you.
Going to a picture show tonight?
No, we're going to play bridge. Johnny met Mr. Ace downtown last night, and we asked him to come out and play bridge. Johnny just got to talking to him last night, and then Marge and I came along, and we joined in.
Yeah, we heard the folks talking about it on the porch before.
Can we watch?
No, you can't watch.
Why not?
Because I said you can't.
But I'd like to watch and see what happens.
Did you hear what I said? Now, come on, I'll take you two over to the picture show.
Oh, don't go to a picture show, Johnny. We have to play bridge.
I'll be back. I'll just get them in. I know the manager over there.
Well, I guess I'll be going.
That's a good guess.
Well, so long.
Well, so long.
Honestly, you two kids always butt in where you're not wanted.
Is that the guy they were talking about?
Oh, they're so cute. They've got two brothers, too, older than they are.
Oh, they live here, too?
Oh, no, they're out of town. One's in Canada, one's in California, and one's in Georgia.
Two brothers in Canada, California. That doesn't come out even, does it?
Well, the family doesn't count the one in Georgia. Atlanta is, really. We sort of just don't think about it.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, Marge should be coming along soon, shouldn't she? It's a 7:45.
Oh, Jenny, there you are.
Oh, well, come in, Father. Dad, this is Mr. Ace. This is my father. He
lives with you, yes, I know. How are you, Mr. Sherwood?
Oh, very well, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Dad's a doctor. Johnny told you, didn't he?
Yes, he told me. I met Johnny last night. I met quite a few of the rest of the family here this evening.
Yes?
Yeah. Johnny was telling me he's trying to get you interested in the stock market.
He's been at that again, has he?
Yes.
Well, now, don't mind him. He has some idea that there's $1 million to be made overnight. That boy needs a good talking to.
Funny, that's what he said you needed.
Oh, did he know? Well, I'll stick to my own profession, I think.
And how is the doctoring business around here?
Oh, so-so. I managed to keep busy, to keep this household supplied.
Yes, you have quite a household here, haven't you?
Yes, and we're glad to be able to take care of those less fortunate than we are.
Yeah, well, it must overwork you, doesn't it? Or is it true what they say about you doctors taking life so easy?
Taking life so easy? Well, come now, Mr. Ace.
Oh, taking life so easy. Oh, Mr. Ace, you say the funniest thing.
Well, now, let us know if there's anything we can do to make your stay here a pleasant one. If there's anything I can do personally.
Oh, no, Doctor, there's nothing you can do for me personally, thank goodness. The only thing I suffer from once in a while is a little indigestion.
Oh, I know what to do for that. Would you like a little bichloride?
Bichloride?
Now, Janie.
Or a little milk of amnesia?
Milk of
amnesia. She's going to make a fine nurse someday.
Yes, I see she is.
Well, I'll leave you two now and go finish my paper. I'll send Marge in the minute she gets here. I understand you're going to have a bridge game here tonight.
Well, I had hoped for...
I'll probably be in bed by the time you leave. Glad to have met you, Mr. Ace.
Thank you. Glad to know you too, Doctor.
Good night. Janie, don't stay up too late playing cards.
Well, I won't. Taking life so easy. Well, that's awfully clever, Mr. Ace. But my favorite is the one you said last night.
Your favorite? What did I say last
night? You remember when I was telling you how good that soda boy made the Sundays? You said he must have gone to a Sunday school. Oh, that was the limit.
Yes, I think this is. What time do you
think? I told your mother this morning at breakfast, and we both laughed. Except her. She was busy thinking about dinner, I guess. That's one thing I admire most is a clever person. I always say that a clever person is the hardest thing to be, especially if you can think of things on the spur of the moment. I can think of more things after I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. What is bedtime around here?
Well, it all depends. Granddad goes to bed first. He's the oldest. Mm-hmm. Then Dad goes to bed next, and then Mother. No, Uncle Fred goes to bed between Dad and Mother. Sometimes he goes... Oh, Mother, I was just talking about you. Come in, Mother.
This is the young man, James.
Uh-huh. This is my friend, Mr. Ace, Mother. This is my mother, Mr. Ace.
How do you do, Mrs. Sherwood?
Oh, keep your seat. Oh, Jane, why don't you take the young man out on the porch and let him meet the rest of the family?
Oh, I think most of the family has made the tour of inspection.
Well, we were just waiting for Mars to come and play bridge with us. Johnny's going to play, too. He took Eddie and Esther to the picture show first.
Have you met Father?
Oh, yes, he was just in here. We had a nice...
And Johnny?
Oh, yes, he came first, I think. Or was he between Esther and...
No, he came first.
Yes, he came first. Besides, I met him downtown last night. That is, he sort of met me. He started a conversation.
That's nice. What business are you in, Mr. Ace?
I handle a line of furniture for a company back east.
Furniture?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Mm.
I suppose your business is very good.
Oh, yes, it is right now. More than I can handle, really. Business is very good everywhere these days.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I imagine you make a commission.
Oh, yes, I work on a commission.
Some people work on a salary, don't they?
Yes, some work on a salary.
But you work on a commission.
Yes, on a commission.
Is that better than a salary?
Well, I think it is, yes.
If you wanted to work on a salary, I suppose you could.
Oh, yes, yes, if I wanted to.
Salaries are pretty high these days. What salary do you... Well, do they usually pay a furniture salesman?
Well, that all depends.
Depends on what?
Well, on the salesman, I should say.
Oh, on the salesman.
Yes.
Then it was you who decided to work on a commission and not your company.
Oh, yes, I was the one. I think enough of my salesmanship to insist on a commission.
Oh, is that so? That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Do you pay your own traveling expenses?
Oh, yes, I pay my own expenses when I'm on the road this way.
You do? Doesn't that amount to a good deal?
Well, yes and no.
That's nice. What do you mean, yes and no?
Well, it all depends on how much I sell.
Oh, I see. You sell enough to more than make your expenses, is that it?
Oh, yeah, yes, I do. My expenses are about $50 a week.
Oh, you make more than that, of course.
Oh, of course.
$50 is a lot of money. I guess what little is left over you make clear yourself.
Yes, I make myself clear, I hope.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Has this been a good week?
Well, so far, yes. I made my expenses the first day out.
Oh, in one day. Now all you make is clear.
Yes, it's all clear. It's getting very clear.
Well, then I suppose you save a lot of money.
Oh, I've got it in various investments, like stocks.
Oh,
and...
the stock market.
Yes.
That's nice. My son tells me everybody's making a fortune in the stock market these days.
Well, I think most everybody is. Can't help it,
If I could only get the doctor to see it that way. What stocks have you?
Oh, well, for one, I have some steel at 218, and I have some telephone at around 289. It's all going way up, of course, way above that.
Oh, you'll make quite a profit, won't you?
I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Is that all you have?
Well, no, since you asked me, I've got about $8 in cash in my pocket.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'll be running along and leave you two together, I guess.
That's nice.
Jane, maybe the young man would like some lemonade. It's in the icebox.
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Sherwood.
When Marge comes, Mother, send her right in so we can get started playing.
Oh, Ted, I will.
Isn't she sweet? Did you notice how interested she was in your business?
Yes, I think I did detect a slight trace.
She's so sweet. She's like that all the time. All the boys that ever come over here to see me.
To see you? Now, really, I came over...
There's been so many boys. Up until a month ago, there was a boy named Paul. He used to come here a lot. But I don't know why he doesn't come anymore. I guess he's not in town, because nobody I know ever sees him anymore. I guess he got lost or something.
No, he's not lost. He's just hiding.
Hiding? What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Race got his first close-up of Jane's family while he was impatiently waiting for Marge to come over. Jane will have to be straightened out on the Marge angle, too. But more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces. Easy Aces are brought to you three times a week by the makers of Anacin, the remarkable remedy that brings such amazingly fast and effective relief from the pains of headache, neuralgia, or neuritis. Anacin does this because it's a combination of medically approved active ingredients, like a prescription your doctor would probably write. For a prescription usually contains not just one ingredient, but a combination of several. So next time you suffer pain from a headache, try Anacin tablets on the proposition that if they fail to give you really fast relief, we'll refund your money. Ask for Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, at any drugstore.
And now for our Bing Sings feature this week, we've got an excerpt from the Dean Martin TV show. This goes back to October 19th of 1967. And here's Dean to welcome his very special guest.
This is a real pleasure for me right now because I'm going to bring out just about the nicest guy in the whole world. Every year I play in the golf tournament up in Pebble Beach. He's been a pal of mine for a lot of years, and he's been a pal of the whole world for a lot of years. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Music, Bing Crosby.
It's really good to see you, Bing.
Thank you, Dean. It's nice being here. I haven't had so much fun since Hope took me to a block party on Peyton Place. Really broken up.
Bing, you've been doing a lot of traveling lately, haven't you?
Get around a little, Dean. I just come back from Africa. Went over there to do a little hunting. Play some golf, too.
They got golf courses?
Oh, I played a beautiful golf course in Africa. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How'd you do?
Well, I had a little trouble. I think the witch doctor put a curse on my putter. Things didn't go too good. I missed a lot of eight-footers. But I had a lot of fun hunting. You ought to go over there sometime. I think you'd enjoy it. Very exciting country. A lot to do, a lot to see.
Maybe I will. Yeah. I'll take Jeannie.
Oh, no. Don't take Jeannie over there. It's very dangerous, you know. No? Yes, it is. Lions, tigers, rhinoceroses.
I know.
One thing you got to see when you're over there, though, Dean, what? Make it a point to see the elephant's graveyard.
Elephant's graveyard? Yeah. You put me on. No, they must have some big, pretty tombs. Big tombstones, pretty big.
Big tombstones, pretty big.
Big ones, huh?
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. It's a known fact, Dean, when an elephant gets old and he knows he's about to die, he travels hundreds of miles through the jungles, across the rivers, over the mountains, to the elephant's graveyard. And when he reaches there, he dies.
Sure, it's the trip that kills him. Well, good luck with a Travelogue. Let's Travelogue. Sing a couple of songs. Travelogue.
What songs you got in mind? What do you want to whip around?
Well, you know, Jolson did a few hundred hits.
He certainly had a lot of hits.
Good, let's sing a few of those songs.
I'll with you all the way, sir. Hey.
Watch him shuffling along. See him shuffling along. Go get your best gal.
Pick up your best pal.
Go down to the levee. I said to the levee. See that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great. I make a waiting on the levee. A waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on here, come on here. It's the best band in the land. And they play a new call like you never heard before.
So natural that you won't go for.
That's just the bestest band, what I am. Oh, honeyland, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the man.
Big man,
who's the leader of the band. If you care to hear that Swanee River playing ragtime, come on here, come on here, Alexander's ragtime band. That bird with feathers of blue, yeah, finally waiting for you back in your own backyard. You see your castle in Spain through your window pane. From. I left my love in Avalon beside Mr. Wrigley's bay. Oh, I left my love in Avalon.
Oh, yes.
And she sailed away. And I think it'd be finer than to be in Carolina. In the morning, nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make her wait and hear what I say. Oh, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. They say about Dixie, do the sun really shine all day long? Do they laugh? Do they laugh?
like they say every song. If they do, that's where I belong. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you, nobody knows how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then do it over again. I want you to watch for the mail. I'm not gonna fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I can't write. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, goodbye. There'll be no heebie-jeebies and cries. Keep on hollering till the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to this Swanee door. Flowers that bloom in May. So keep on looking for a bluebird.
What are the other names?
And looking for his dog. Whenever April showers come
And we have time for a bonus track. Here's the real Al Jolson, joined by Jimmy Durante from 1949.
Mr. Rembrandt needed a piece of canvas before he could paint a thing. Benvenuto Cellini needed a chisel before he could start sculpturing. And folks, Jolie needed a great piano player before he could start to sing.
Al, stop worrying. I'm here. Go ahead, let your voice start to ring.
Oh, Jimmy, by the way, do you play accompaniment? I mean, can you play classic stuff like Levant or Jose Iturbe?
I'm even better. Can Jose Iturbe play this? Or 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 this? Ah, Jose, make way for Nosey.
Why, Jimmy, you're sensational. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Cause it's a thrill.
It's a thrill.
When a real piano player sits down at the keys, it makes me weak in the knees to hear him. Oh, what a kick.
What a kick.
When a real piano player starts to tinkle away, it makes your voice light and day when he goes. I'm completely gone, I'm beside myself.
Well, I can understand your bliss. Don't get excited, Al. Compose yourself.
Levant was never like this.
Al, listen close. You know that ain't chopped liver.
Hear those harmonies.
You know, this is very tiring. I play with all my might.
Here's a dollar, kid, don't stop. Keep playing all night, cause it's a thrill.
Yes, it's a thrill
when a real piano player sits down at the keys. Two bottles of beer upstairs.
You'll notice, Mr. Jolson, I don't need Larry Parks to play the black keys.
I've been stabbed. Keep going, boy. Let's hear that beat. Make that old piano smolder with heat.
He can't resist it. shape. Al, take the brake. Paderewski, I Turby. Look, guys, I admire.
Forget them all, boy. Name your prize. Give me. You're hired.
Yes, oh, what a thrill.
When a real piano player sits down at the keys. Sit down at the keys.
Go, Joe, go.
And just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, so long for now.